My son, Samuel Hardress, 22 years old, was murdered at the hands of a white supremacist August 21st of last year. During this whole entire time for 10 months has been really hard on me and my family and my friends. My son did not deserve to be butchered in the manner that he did, but that individual chose to do that. And his reward was a patch. This is what hate groups do. They commit crime of hate, then they get a reward for it. That's not going to work because God don't like ugly. Plain and simple, 100%. God do not like ugly. So I was on the internet yesterday and get all these different news feeds and articles and things. And one stood out the most was the 10 racist states in this country. Indiana is ranked number 10. And so as I read the article, it went back all the way to 2014, where it started out at 784 groups, 2015, 892, 2016, 917. So far, 2017, as of this year, the total has been increased to 1,360. That's a lot of hate groups, and that's a lot of evil at work. This is a devil's agenda, because this is not the work of God here. Nobody cannot tell me that God said, create these groups and hate somebody because of their race, their creed, nationality, or whatever. This is the devil's agenda. So it's not going to take one person. It's not going to take two. It's not going to take 12. It's going to take everybody, regardless of what race you was born in, what country that you came from. If you're here in America, you got to stand up with everybody else. It's going to take everybody else to join in and fight this. Otherwise, America is going to remain divided, and America is going to fall, and it's going to fall hard. Because I hate to see the day when God is going to get tired, and he's going to send the word to his son and his angels to wreak the wrath of God. And nobody want to stand up against that. I know I don't. I can't speak for everybody else, but if everybody is thinking the same thing as I am, who want to stand when the wrath of God comes and eliminate all this mess? Because it's time out for this. Century after century, generation after generation, older people going out, they make sure that they training up their young ones to continue where they left off. This seed of hate got to quit. It's got to quit. Somehow, some way, this have got to quit. I lost my son because of this. And this man got a patch for tattooed on his hand, intimidating me at one of the status here. That's not going to work. He thought he was going to break me. That's not going to break me because my spirit is strong with the Lord. Every time I went to the status hearing, the spirit of my son was with me, including at the hearing, July 20th. He thought he was going to come in with a smile on his face. I wiped that smile off his face, but I was calm during the whole time. My son was with me the whole entire time. But when I left that courtroom, the spirit of my son left. He stood with me long enough to see this through. And I had a lot of praying warriors, even people that don't even know me. So if anybody out here that knew this case and any other cases, God bless you. And I thank for all the prayers and everything to help see this thing through. And this is what it's going to take to get all of us through this. Because one person can't do it alone. One speech cannot do it alone. It's going to take everybody to do it. If everybody can't join together, then what good is it? Racism going to win every time. White supremacy is going to win every time. Whatever name they put their groups in, they're going to win each and every time. So it's going to take everybody. Thank you, and God bless you.